The following is a paid program, and the views expressed do not necessarily represent the opinions of the management of this station or Pamel Broadcasting. It's time now to take a journey into getting healthier and living a life that feels better and functions better. It's time to maximize your health with Dr. Eric Ashburn.
Hey guys, good morning. Welcome to Maximize Your Health Radio. I'm your health coach, Dr. Eric Ashburn, weekly on Saturday mornings on a bunch of stations at 7:30 a.m. as well as on Sunday morning at 7 a.m. on 100.7 WHUD. So I love doing this show. I want to share that with you. I love spreading information, trying to give you the truth about how to be healthy, how to live your greatest life possible. I mean, for the most part, our world is stacked up against us as far as health goes, but we can navigate the information. You know, and I could point out what's true, what isn't true, and try to help you be on the right track, you know, live your best life. And I'm going to get into starting off this show. I'm going to get into one of the biggest things in America, and that's sweeteners, you know, sugar, artificial sweeteners, all these things, which we have tremendous sweet tooths in our country. So we always want to have something sweet. We add sweetness to just about everything. And there's so many artificial sweeteners, which are really, really dangerous for us. So I'm going to get into them. I'm going to get into how to recognize them, what food products they're in, as well as which sweeteners are much better for us. And these are the ones you should eat all the time because they're so much healthier for us. And even drink too. So drinks, foods, I'm going to get into what we should be doing. So the biggest three perpetrators are aspartame, sucralose, and saccharin. So aspartame, you know, also could be ACE K, could be called a bunch of different things. You need to be very careful looking at this. But aspartame is very dangerous. It's a neurotoxin. So it's very neurotoxic to your brain. It's a poison for your brain. And there's many diseases that come from taking aspartame. But in order of natural sweeteners, or artificial sweeteners, it's one of the worst ones. So you really should avoid that at all costs. Next up will be sucralose. And sucralose, now, first of all, aspartame is the blue packet. In case you're wondering, you go to Starbucks, it's the blue packet. The yellow packet is sucralose. And sucralose is a very dangerous sweetener as well. It's also neurotoxic, has a lot of negative consequences to it. But you want to avoid that too. And last one is saccharin. It's the pink packet. It's been around for a long time. I find people don't use that as often as the blue and yellow packet, which I'll be referring to them from now on. So, you know, people don't take the pink packet as much as the blue and yellow packet. So I'm not going to get into too much. But the big things about these sweeteners are they're addictive. So many people don't realize these artificial sweeteners can cause dangerous addiction, and it's an addiction to overly sweet foods. So they retrain your taste buds to need more sweet and sweeter foods. So you keep going down the road of wanting it to be sweeter. And this leads to even greater incidence of obesity, type 2 diabetes, kidney damage, and more. So how does the use of artificial sweeteners contribute to the addiction? And researchers believe that part of the reason is that individuals would just find other foods to fill the calorie gap in order to become satiated. Another thing these sweeteners do is they tell your brain to eat more food. So it kind of tricks your brain to feeling like it's not satiated. So it tells you to eat more food to be satisfied. So a lot of people drink Diet Coke or Diet Pepsi thinking that it's healthier for them, you know, lower carbs is healthier for them, but they end up eating more food in the long run because the brain doesn't think they're satisfied after eating that, drinking that soda. So you really have to be careful because it can definitely lead to weight gain. And the difference is, you know, nutritive sweeteners, much healthier. I'm going to get into in a second, and non-nutritive sweeteners. And nutritive sweeteners contain the calories with non-nutritive sweeteners have zero calories. So it may sound like it's a good idea, but it really impacts your body, as just describing putting on weight. 2017, there's a randomized clinical study that says artificial sweeteners may increase body mass index, weight, create metabolic syndrome, and type 2 diabetes. And there's another study that noted accumulating evidence suggests that frequent consumers of these sugar substitutes may also be increased risk of weight gain, metabolic syndrome, type 2 diabetes, and cardiovascular disease. So a lot of times you go to your doctor and they have no nutritional background or very limited background, and they'll say, eat sugar-free foods, it'll be healthier for you. And now many studies have shown it's more dangerous. Diabetes, heart disease, it's also linked to cancer, and those diseases are the top killers in our country. So I tell people all the time, you know, to stay away from them at all costs. I'd rather have you eat pure white sugar, which isn't that healthy for you at all, rather eat that than artificial sweeteners. So it can also lead to gut issues. 2018 study published in Inflammatory Bowel Diseases Journal reviewed the artificial sweeteners, sucralose in particular. It intensified gut inflammation in mice that carried Crohn disease-like symptoms. So specifically, the artificial sweetener increased the number of proteobacteria, a microbe usually associated with E. coli, Salmonella, and Legionellus in mice who carried the Crohn's disease. So it definitely disrupts your gut too. So basically, I'm going to get into a few of the places that these artificial sweeteners hide. Right off this list. And the first one is toothpaste and mouthwash. So a lot of the generic toothpastes, the Crests, whatever generic one you find in your grocery store aisle, they have artificial sweeteners in them. And generally, they do that because it takes a much less quantity of sweetener to create the desired level of sweet. And so they can create smaller, you know, tubes or whatever toothpaste without having to use sugar to replace it. This is concerning to me, children's chewable vitamins. So if you're just mindlessly getting your kid vitamins like Flintstones or other stuff like that, they often contain artificial sweeteners, which could be very dangerous to your children because they're small humans. And just like for us, they're bad for us, they're bad for kids too. I'll go off on a little side note. You know, it drives me crazy that there's such a thing as a children's menu. You go out to eat and you're having your steak, pasta, whatever you're eating, right? Not gonna judge your meal now. And then they have the kids menu. It's like chicken fingers, mac and cheese. It's like the worst of the worst food that, you know, they feel kids would just eat and love, but they're not really concerned about health. So children's chewable vitamins, I hate when they try to take advantage of children and their health in putting bad stuff in their food. Next thing, cough syrup and liquid medicines. Chewing gum. That's a big one. If you're chewing gum with aspartame, sucralose, or saccharin in it, you got to throw it out. I've seen my kids come home with gum because their kids are chewing it and they feel it's, you know, it's just the right thing for them to do. And I say you have to throw that stuff out. Now, no calorie waters and drinks. So many different drinks. Even if it seems somewhat healthy, you should always read the labels. It often has Splenda, which is sucralose, or aspartame in it. Alcoholic beverages, salad dressings, trying to be healthy once again, putting in salad dressings, frozen yogurts or other frozen desserts, candies, baked goods, yogurt, breakfast cereals, processed snack food, light or diet fruit juices and beverages, prepared meals, as well as nicotine gum. So all those are likely places that you're going to find artificial sweeteners, and that isn't everything. So you need to be very careful reading your label if you desire to remain healthy in this life. So I'm going to go over now healthy options. I don't like focus. I'm a very optimistic person. I don't like being focused on the negative, but I want to point out which ones aren't good for us and which ones we should avoid. So the next things I want to get into are going to be the healthier alternatives. So, you know, what are the options, really? You know, all natural sweeteners, including maple syrup, coconut sugar, stevia, fruit purees, and raw honey, they're the healthy ones, right? Great, healthy substitutes. And it can really help you, you know, I have that stuff all the time. In my opinion, as far as caloric sweeteners go, honey is the best thing. So honey is best, seconded by maple syrup, third by coconut sugar. You can even do sugar in the raw. And then stevia. So stevia is a non-caloric sweetener. So I put it in a different category in a way, and I encourage you guys to get stevia packets. I have stevia drops. It's liquid, and I keep it with me at all times. So if I'm going to have coffee or whatever I'm going to have, I tend to take out that stevia. I could use that instead of using another type of packet. Some places have packets now, right? They're green. So I want to add one more to the blue, pink, and yellow packets. It's a green one. And generally, that stevia, it's a much healthier version. If they have that, you should always go for the green packet. So you should start working on retraining your palate to enjoy the natural sweetness of foods. You know, they used to call fruit dessert with nothing else added. You know, try adding flavors. You know, you could do tangy, tart, warm, savory for your palate, such as vanilla, cacao, licorice, nutmeg, cinnamon, to enhance the flavor of the foods. But you have to stay away from the artificial sweeteners. They will get you. So I was talking to someone at the gym the other day, and we're getting into how his body's working. He had so many things going on. He had a lot of pain. you know, issues throughout his body. He abused his body when he's younger, but he eats very cleanly. You know, everything that we talk about, he does very, very well. His diet's very good. I was talking to him in the sauna. He does the cold plunge, red light therapy, like everything that every natural doctor is telling you to do. He does that stuff. He has all this pain, and he has a tremendous fear about his nervous system. You know, he doesn't want anything done with that because he's afraid something bad will happen to it. And I got to tell you, after reviewing research on how the proper care can benefit you tremendously, you know, I wanted to share this with you because all this information here is so incredibly valuable. Once you understand how your body works and you put it in order, you know, my order is of the things that benefit your health the most, you know, because you could do all the cold plunge, you could do the sauna, you could do the red light therapy, you can do all of that stuff. But the stuff that benefits your body's most in order, number one, is removing nerve interference. Now, I'm going to make better sense of that because a lot of people don't really understand what I mean when I say reduce nerve interference. That is, let your brain communicate with your body, your organs, your muscles, your skin, your tissues, your glands, whatever it is, with zero interference. So your brain controls all of those organs, all of their function, all of how they work, how healthy they could be if they're working perfectly. And it travels, that information travels down through your spinal cord. Spinal cord, it's like fiber optic wires, you know, carries it down like incredible speed. And it's constant communication between your body up to your brain. Your brain takes the information and processes cold, hot, whatever's going on in your body, and it sends new information down to your body, how to adjust to what's going on around you, how to adjust what's going on inside of you, how to heal. It tells your organs how to run, how to work perfectly. I liken it to a symphony. If you've ever seen a symphony performing, you know, if the conductor said, all right, every instrument play as loudly as you can right now, it wouldn't be music, it would be noise and probably bad noise at that. So once you have coordination and how every organ will be functioning, your body could work phenomenally. And that's what your brain does. It coordinates the function of all the organs, all the systems, all the glands, all the hormones, all the inflammation, all the pain. Anything in your body is controlled and coordinated by your brain. So I told ChatGPT just to pull up the most recent research on neurological issues and corrective care. And it came up, it said, 2025 clinical trial published in Brain Sciences revealed that 4 weeks of chiropractic corrective care led to significant improvements in anxiety, depression, fatigue, sleep quality amongst participants with chronic low back pain. How cool is that? You know, it said, this is Brain Sciences, nothing to do with chiropractic. It's a neurological journal. It revealed in 4 weeks of chiropractic care led to significant, not trivial, significant improvements in anxiety, depression, fatigue, and sleep quality with the use of zero medications. Just getting your body working better, removing interference, let your body heal from above down, your brain down, your body inside to out. Now, medication tries to heal us from the outside in. You know, take a pill or a liquid or an injection from the outside, put it in your body, and that's supposed to heal you. But true healing comes from above, down, inside to out. So I felt that was very, very cool. And it just really pointed shed the light on how chiropractic care can drastically help people with anxiety, depression, fatigue, sleep issues, which honestly, many of us have. All right. Next thing is a reduced opioid and medication use. So significant savings and health benefit to not taking opioids and using medication for pain. And that was British Medical Journal, a very prestigious journal, found that adults who initially received chiropractic care for back pain had significantly less use of Tramadol, which is an opioid, followed people who didn't. So that's a very clean study. People who didn't get chiropractic care used opioids. People who did get chiropractic care didn't use it. Next thing is cost effectiveness and healthcare utilization. They found in the Journal of Manual Therapies in 24 concluded that patients with spine-related musculoskeletal pain who consulted chiropractors as initial healthcare providers, primary healthcare providers, incurred substantially lower healthcare costs. So I feel it's very cool. Many people come into my office and they get challenged because insurance, unfortunately, doesn't cover chiropractic care that well. And I don't know if it should or it shouldn't. I think we should go back to a place where we value the thing that works best for us. And this way, we don't worry about what insurance will cover because insurance is very medically based. And it's going to cover the medical options first instead of the options to get you healthier. But I noticed in my office, many people, they pay cash for their care and they report much better, you know, much better outcomes. They're taking ownership over their body, their health, and the care. And sometimes I say, and I can say it on the radio because I'm not talking to any one of you individually, but I say, don't tell me your health's a priority. So when people say, oh, my health's a priority, you know, my health, so most important thing in my life is my health. And then we go over care and like, oh, I can't, you know, I don't want to pay for care. My insurance should be covering it. And if it doesn't cover it, I'm not just not going to get care. So I tell that person, you know, don't tell me your health's a priority. Let's open up your bank account. Let's look at what your bank account shows, where you're spending your money that no one will ever know. Your triple play, the great cable, the car that costs much more because you want to look cool, the house that's much bigger that we don't need because you want it to look prestigious. So let's look at your bank account and I'll show you what's a real priority for you. Because I have many patients, they don't have extreme, you know, things they own. You know, they don't own a fancy car, fancy house. They don't dress in fancy clothes, fancy jewelry. Yet they prioritize their health, the health of their body first and foremost, which I feel is the right way we should do it. It's the best thing for you. I'm not even talking about my sort of care. I'm talking about just in general. If you're doing good health care, people say, I don't want to buy organic food. It's too expensive. Yet they're spending money on all sorts of other things that could easily save enough money to pay for organic food. So, and this holds true for pediatric care. We see so many kids in my office. And it said how chiropractic care in complex scenarios was much better than traditional medical care. So all of these research things I feel are so cool. And I'm going to go over one more. And it was a 2004 study published in Journal of Body Works and Movement Therapies found that for and this is cool. Listen, if you pay attention to nothing else I said, this is one thing I want you to know. They found that vertebral artery strain, stroke, having a stroke getting adjusted during cervical spinal manipulation was significantly lower than strains occurring during normal neck movements. They're saying throughout your normal day, just moving your head around as you normally would is far more dangerous as far as having a stroke than being adjusted ever could be. So this flies in the face of what they've been trying to push down our throats for so long about getting adjusted being dangerous. And this clearly shows that just doing nothing, walking around living your life is far more dangerous than getting the care to correct the issues to your brain, your spinal cord and nervous system, and then heal from these issues over time. And I love these studies. You know, I feel that they're pointing clearly the finger at if you take care of your body properly, if you prioritize the order of corrective care that I said, you know, getting rid of the nerve interference first, then following that with giving your body great nutrition. Third, eliminating all the toxins that you know about and stuff you still have yet to learn. That's my job on air, try to show you the toxins around you. Fourth is making sure you have your fitness maximized. And that doesn't mean going to the gym and getting your pump on and all that stuff. It means simply making sure you're moving your body, you're getting a sweat daily, and your heartbeat is raising up. Very important exercise. And fourth is sleep, proper mental attitude, focusing on the right things, not sitting in front of the TV all day, all these things. That's number five. But number one and number two, probably take care of 80% of the things we have going on in our lives, health-wise. And because if your health's off, it messes with your mental health, messes with the quality of your life, your interactions with other people. And so I feel it's so important to take care of, number one, your nerve interference. So if anybody listening to this show, you're saying, you know, I have pain. It bothers me. I just deal with it, you know, and you're just letting pain develop. That pain usually is your body yelling out to you to say something's going on internally causing that pain that you should do something about. It's like if your engine is failing yet you know nothing about it yet, usually on your dashboard, you see a light saying to check your engine. Now, if we took care of our car the way we take care of our bodies, we would just take a piece of tape, cover up that signal, that check engine light, and keep driving as if nothing's going on. That's the same thing is taking a pill, an over-the-counter pain reliever, or even other medications. If you have diabetes, taking insulin. You know, if you have thyroid issues, taking thyroid hormone. Any pill you can take covers up the symptoms of what you have, what your body's either screaming out to you or your blood work showing. It covers up the symptoms. It never corrects the reason why you have those symptoms. That's very important to understand. If you have issues and you have symptoms, either how you feel them or through blood work or other signs, they're just telling you that something is wrong with your body and you needed to do a little digging, do just a little discovery to find out what's wrong with your body to try to correct that thing. So it's so important to fix the issue. And primarily you have to know what the communication between your brain, spinal cord, and the trillions of nerves branching off your spinal cord going to every cell in your body to influence the behavior and the function of that cell. If you don't know that and you're trying to chase down health through red light light therapy, massage therapy, acupuncture all have their value. But any other treatment, even going to your medical doctor, then basically you're not correcting function. You're trying to take care of the symptom. So if you're someone who really wants to figure out if you can be healthier, get rid of your pain, headaches, as well as function much better in the process, give us a call. The first five callers that connect with us, we do their entire exam process for free. That's right. We do it for free. Normally it's $150. We do x-rays. We look at your x-rays. We evaluate your x-rays. We do very, very high level corrective care. I've worked with our Olympic teams. I work with many pro teams, very high level corrective care, but we're going to do the entire exam process for free for my radio listeners. So if you're one of the first five callers, and if you call us up, we'll get back to you Monday morning, but give us a call, leave a message. I heard the radio show and we'll get back to you and we'll set up a time for you to come in. We normally schedule appointments over the first week. We don't push them out too far, and we'll have you come in and we'll do the whole evaluation process to see exactly what's going wrong with your spine and nervous system, the communication between your brain and your body, and how you could potentially get that back to maximize improvement, get your body running better. And we'll talk about all the care plan options, what the costs will be. They're very much more affordable than most people realize. Right, the care protocols. So if you want to take advantage of one of those appointments, give us a call. It's 845-896-1200. And we will get back to you Monday morning. If not, by Monday afternoon, we'll call you back and set up the appointment time. If you can leave a best time to call too, because we call a lot of people and they're not available to talk in the moment. So if you give us a best time to call, could be Monday, even could be Tuesday. If you're one of the first five callers, we will call you back. Even if you're not one of the first five callers, if you're desiring to be healthier and figure out what's going on with you, give us a call and we'll call you back. The phone number is 845-896-1200 or 845-896-1200. Give us a call. We'll check you out, get you healthier. All right. So on my socials, right, on Instagram, Facebook, I just put up a video of a patient of ours who did our weight loss protocols. I have a complete separate company. It's a very cool company. It uses tremendous science and technology. We see tons of people from our area, celebrities. We have a lot of celebrities in our area, believe it or not. We see and normal people. But I put up a video of this woman and she was talking about how she reached her high school weight. And I thought it was a very cool testimony. She lost 30 pounds and she wasn't a huge woman, but she lost 30 pounds in the first 40 days of doing the protocol, which is incredible, right? 40 days, before you even get to July, she was down 30 pounds and she's talking about her high school weight. So she's like, I was back at my high school weight. Can you imagine that? Your high school weight. It's crazy, but doing our protocol, finding out exactly what she's missing nutritionally, micronutritionally, plugging in those specific things for her. After that, the weight wanted to fall off very quickly and she just ate normal food. We put on a normal food plan and we just coached her through the first 40 days and she just ate these foods, right? And she took those supplements and the weight fell off of her. She's not in the video, but I was talking to her. She said it was like magic. It was like magic because in the past, she had dieted. In the past, many of us have dieted, right? Many of us have lost thousands of pounds only to find, 1,100 pounds back. But she dieted and it didn't work so good. She'd lose a little bit of weight, like 5 pounds, 10 pounds, but it would always come back and it would bring it, the weight pounds would bring their friends with them. So she was talking about how easy it was. She just dropped the weight and she didn't have to, she wasn't struggling. Matter of fact, it was better than not struggling. She was feeling better than she was before she even did the protocol. She's more mentally sharp, more emotionally stable. She was losing weight, feeling energetic, not feeling sluggish throughout the day, waking up, going through her day and then falling asleep at night, like an on-off switch, and her emotions were much better. So every aspect of her life, at work, at home, with kids, she was a better spouse, all happened because she was eating properly and she was nutritionally replenished the way she should be. And that's what I found is a magic formula. If you understand how your body's metabolism becomes damaged, it happens because we lose specific nutrients, our body's working hard to continue functioning, and it slows down your metabolism, goes into more of a survival mode, it doesn't want to lose weight, it creates more stress in the body, more cortisol, which puts more weight around the gut and the butt. So when you see how this happens, it can really throw off people's metabolism, throw off, their mindset, right? Because if you're having trouble losing weight, And many Americans have just given up on this. Studies have shown Americans have given up on weight loss because it's too hard. They've tried so many times. They've failed so many times. And if there's a better way, they would do it. And that's why they jump on the Wegovy, Mounjaro bus, which is horrible for you, but they want a way to lose weight. So we really have cracked the code. The code that says, why won't my body let go of weight? And that's the bigger thing. Why won't your body let go of weight? So many people are dieting just to remain the same weight that they currently are. And that's garbage. You should never have to do that. You should be keeping up a very healthy, lean weight because your body's working well, functioning well, you're feeling well. And so we have specific protocols for that with Hudson Valley Weight Loss. And Hudson Valley Weight Loss is a very unique company. I've researched tons of information over the past 10 years, meeting with all the health experts out there. And we all came to a conclusion, Americans are horribly overfed calorically and we're horribly undernourished micronutritionally. So once you plug in the specific nourishment that you need through the testing that we do, you can really discover what's going on with you and why you're not dropping the weight that you should be. So just as I did before, I feel it's so important to give people action steps to try to overcome their issues. So if you're someone dealing with weight, you walk in a room and you say, you're not comfortable, you don't feel good. You know, you're always worried about how you're not expressing yourself the way you should because you're internally focused, you know, on your weight and everything else that goes with that. You know, give us a call. We're going to do the entire first exam, which is $200. It's an hour long. You meet with one of our coaches, technology and everything. We're going to do the entire exam for free. And it's just for radio listeners. We don't do this anywhere else. But if you want to come in, just let me know. Just give me a call. It's 845-897-LOSS. Or 845-897-5677. You can go to HudsonValleyWeightLoss.com as well as to find our number and connect with us there. But if you want to come in, it's 845-897-5677. Give us a call. We'll set up a time and get you back on track. As always, guys, I love you. I always want what's best for you first. And God bless you. Have a great week, and I'll be back at you next Saturday and Sunday morning with more Maximize Your Health Radio.
And you've been listening to Maximize Your Health with Dr. Eric Ashburn. To hear this show again or to recommend it to your friends, visit the podcast page at whud.com. Tune in again next Sunday at 7 a.m. for another edition of Maximize Your Health with Dr. Eric Ashburn, right here on 100.7 WHUD.